السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا صاحب الزمان حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I would like to draw your attention for explanation of the one of important letter of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. As the ruler of the Islamic government at that time, this is one of the most important and beautiful letter of Amir al-Mu'minin and shows that the level of justice in his government and shows that how was important justice in viewpoint of Amir al-Mu'minin. I name this letter as the law of animals. Amir al-Mu'minin advised his people at that time how to treat with the zakat when bring and take some animals from the property of the people, from the people, how to treat with them, because they are as the part of public fund of Islamic Ummah. Let me translate this letter and then explain some important sentence of this letter. وَمِنْ وَسِيَّةٍ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ from the will of Amir al-Mu'minin كَانَ يَكْتُبُهَا لِمَنْ يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ عَلَى الصَّدَقَاتِ has been written to the one who was in charge of taking zakat and sadaqat from people. انطلق على تقوى الله وحده لا شريك له. Do not give up fearing Allah who has no partner. The same as all of the letters of Amir al-Mu'minin and all of sermons, Amir al-Mu'minin start with advice of taqwa and encourage mu'minin to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُرَوِّعَنَّ مُسْلِمًا. Do not let the Muslim suffer. They should not scare from you as the part of Islamic government. وَلَا تَجْتَازَنَّ عَلَيْهِ كَارَهَا. And do not approach the people by force. وَلَا تَأْخُذَنَّ مِنْهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ حَقِّ اللَّهِ فِي مَالِهِ. And do not charge people more than what is actually owing from them to Allah. فَإِذَا قَدِمْتَ عَلَى الْحَيِّ فَأَنزِلْ بِمَائِهِمْ. When you reach a group, when you went to a village, a city, and you see a group of mu'mineen to collect zakat, فَإِذَا قَدِمْتَ عَلَى الْحَيِّ فَأَنزِلْ بِمَائِهِمْ. Stay only at their watering place. Do not go to their house because you want to calculate zakat. So you should have your spend, and you should have a separate place and spend by yourself, not by people. من غير أن تخالط أبياتهم. Do not stay in their houses. ثم امض إليهم بالسكينة والوقار. And then approach people with dignity, with prestige. حتى تقوم بينهم. In order to reach among them. فتسلم عليهم. Give salam to them. ولا تخدج بالتحية لهم. And respect them a lot. Because people in viewpoint of Amir al-Mu'minin are most important than rulers. And said, respect people too much. ثم تقول, then tell them, عباد الله, with respectfully treat them, respectfully speak with them, عباد الله, servant of Allah, أرسلني إليكم ولي الله. I came from ولي الله, from خليفة الله. You are عباد الله. And we came from Khalifatullah. لَآخَذَ مِنْكُمْ حَقُّ اللَّهِ. In order to take and to calculate حَقُّ اللَّهِ, right of Allah, zakat, فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ, in your wealth and property. فَحَلِّ اللَّهِ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ مِنْ حَقٍ فَتُعَدُّوا إِلَى بَلِيَّهِ. Ask them whether they have any zakat to pay or not. You have not right, you don't have any right to calculate, to ask them by force, you have to pay, you are Muslim, otherwise you are kafir. No. Ask them, is there any zakat in your wealth, in your cattle, or not? فَهَلْ لِلَّهِ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ لِلَّهِ. Not for me, not for Ali as the Khalifa. فَهَلْ لِلَّهِ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ مِنْ حَقٍ فَتُعَدُّهُ إِلَى وَلِيِّهِ. Send salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ لَا فَلَا تُرَاجِعْ. If somebody tells you he doesn't have any wealth, so accept his saying and do not ask them again. Do not put him in pressure. فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ لَا فَلَا تُرَاجِئْهُ وَإِنْ أَنْأَمَ لَكَ مُنْئِمٌ فَانْتَلِقْ مَعَهُ. And if someone tells you, yes, there is some money, there is some zakat in my wealth, in my property, in my cattle, so go with him and walk behind him and go to his house. من غير أن تخيفه أو توعده أو تعصفه أو ترهقه. Without any frightening and bringing an hardship upon them. You don't have any right to threat people. Only ask them. If they said, yes, we have some zakat, say, okay, this is zakat, is the right of Allah, and I want to take it and give to Waliullah. And then, فَخُذْ مَا أَعْطَاكَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ فِضَّةٍ. Without any question, take whatever they give you, مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ فِضَّةٍ, gold or silver. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ مَاشِيَةٌ أَوْ إِبِلٌ فَلَا تَدْخُلْهَا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. If he has cows, or goats or camels, do not enter the place without his permission. Why? فَإِنَّ أَكْثَرَهَا لَا. Because the majority of those camel or cows belong to him, not belong to you, not belong to Khalifatullah. So he has right to give you permission or not. Even if you want to enter the place of animals, you have to get permission. And then, فَإِذَا أَتَيْتَهَا فَلَا تَدْخُلْ عَلَيْهَا دُخُولَ مُتَسَلَّةٍ عَلَيْهِ. If he give you permission, do not enter like the one who is coming there to take possessions of the cattle. Do not look at the people as the one who has dominated. With respect to people, without any force, ask them and then ask permission, and if he give you permission, you have right to go to the place of the animals. وَلَا أَنِيفٍ بِهِ وَلَا تُنَفَّرَنَّ بَهِيمَةً وَلَا تُفْزِعَنَّهَا. Do not oppress the owners, do not frighten the cattle, and do not make them distress. وَلَا تُسَوِّعَنَّ صَاحِبُهَا, and do not make the owner upset. Because they are helping Islamic government. They have right. We are agent of the people. We are here as the government, as the rulers, to serve them, to help them. وَاسْتَئِ الْمَالَ السَّدْعَيْنِ ثُمَّ خَيِّرْهُ. In detail, Amir al-Mu'minin advising people of his government how you should treat with the people. They have animals, and you want, when you want to go to take zakat, divide the animals to two parts and allow the owner to select first, and then if he selects one part for himself, then do not object to it. Again, divide the remaining part for two parts. فَلَا تَزِلْ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَبْغَى مَا فِيهِ وَفَاءٌ لِحَقِّ اللَّهِ فِي مَالِهِ. Continue like this until you get the zakat, share of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقْبِذْ حَقَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ. Get the Haqqullah, the right of Allah. Amir al-Mu'min changed the name of zakat to Haqqullah. And then, فَإِنِ اسْتَقَالَكَ فَأَقِلْهُ ثُمَّ أَخْلِتْهُمَا. Even if, in spite of these precautions, if he think the division was unfair, so let him to divide again. Mix the all of the cattle, all of the camels, goats, all of them, and ask them, okay, you have right. Divide it to two parts, and first you have right to separate your share and your portion. وَلَا تَأْمَنَنَّ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا مَنْ تَثِقْ بِدِينِهِ. Amir al-Mu'minin, for second times, emphasize that the one who is in charge of zakat should be an honest person. إِلَّا مَنْ تَثِقْ بِدِينِهِ رَافِقًا بِمَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The one who is very kindly Muslim, such a person should be in charge of taking zakat and treat and deal with people in Islamic government. And then حَتَّى يُوَسِّلَهُ إِلَىٰ وَلِيِّهِمْ فَيُقَسِّمَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until reach and bring those zakat to Waliyullah, to Khalifatullah, فَيُقَسِّمَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and to distribute among the Muslims. I don't want, Amir al-Mu'minin actually said, I don't want to spend for myself. I want to take Haqqullah from the Malullah to spend, to actually distribute among the servant of Allah. And وَلَا تُوَكِّلْ بِهَا إِلَّا نَاسَهَا. Again, Amir al-Mu'min said that, I want to advise you once again that you should not entrust these goods and animals to anyone who is not honest. Be careful. شَفِيقًا, should be شَفِيقًا, should be someone trustworthy. وَأَمِينًا حَفِيظًا, and who is of a kind and is very, very compassionate. غير مؤنف ولا مجهف ولا ملغب ولا متعب. Different qualities Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in this letter mentioned for the one who is in charge of taking zakat from the property of the mu'minin. أمينا حفيظا غير مؤنف. He may not treat the animals cruelly and may not starve them or tire them during the journey. Be careful. Even animal, you should not bring them very fast and make them tired. فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا أَمِينُكْ فَأَوْئِزْ إِلَيْهِ. When he got the zakat from the wealth of the people, then advise him, Allah يَهُولَ بَيْنَ النَّاقَ وَبَيْنَ فَسِيلَهَا. He has not right to separate between mother's camel and its young. وَلَا يَمْسُرْ لَبَنَهَا فَيَذُرُّ ذَلَكَ بِوَلَدَهَا. Also not to milk it, and then nothing will be remained for his kids, for his young, for his children. وَلَا يَجْحَدَنَّهَا رُكُوبًا. And not to ride them harshly and load them with heavy loads. Different advices mentioned for animals when 14 centuries ago. And unfortunately, we were not successful to translate this letter and distribute this letter. This is our madhab, our religion. Now, unfortunately, majority of population of the world known Daesh and ISIS as Muslim. This is Islam. This is Islam which Amir al-Mu'minin presenting to us. You don't have any right to do zulm even upon animals. And then وَلَا يَعْدِلْ بِهَا النَّبَاتِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ جَوَادِ الْتَرِيقِ. Very beautiful sentence. So then you want to, during this journey, the one who is in charge of the zakat and want to bring the, to take the animals to the Khalifa, should be take them from the green land, not from the desert. Because usually the people try to take them and bring them and pass them from the desert because this is very fast. And animals usually do not stop. But if you bring them from the green land, they want to eat. So Amir al-Mu'minin advises people, yes, you don't have any right to bring them from desert. You should bring them from Greenland and let them to eat, let them to drink. And Amir al-Mu'minin also mentioned that وَلْيُرَوِّهُهَا فِي السَّاعَاتِ, and needs to rest after any few hours. Let them to rest. وَلْيُمْلِهُهَا عِنْدَ النِّظَافِ وَالْأَعْشَابِ, in any water, let them to drink, let them to rest. They are animal, but animal also needs to rest, to stay. And then, حَتَّى تَعْتِيَنَا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ بُدْنًا مُنَقِّيَاتٍ غَيْرَ مُتْأَبَاتٍ وَلَا مَجْهُودَاتٍ. They are public fund of Islamic government. So when they reach to us, should be in good condition, in healthy conditions. If you bring them fast, maybe they become sick. So when they reach to us, they should come with healthy conditions. غير متعبات ولا مجهودات لنقسمها على كتاب الله وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
صلى الله محمد وآل محمد.
To distribute them according to the كتاب الله, to verses of Quran, and according to tradition of the Rasulullah. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَعْذَمُ لِأَجْرِكَ وَأَقْرَبُ لِرُشْدِكَ. If you follow up my advices, this is better for you, and you will receive more rewards. وَأَقْرَبُ لِرُشْدِكَ, and it is very good for your rushd and growing, spiritual growing. This is the, this letter shows that justice of Amir al-Mu'minin and shows that how government Amir al-Mu'minin was seeking, and shows that Islam how recommended people for justice even for animals. This is the Islam. And there are different letters, different sermons of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin, talk about justice. And at least in one letter, this letter, letter 26 of Nahjul Balagha, and sermon 167 of Nahjul Balagha, also Amir al-Mu'minin talking about the right of animals. But until now, I think there is no any right of animal, the written right of animals. But Amir al-Mu'minin, 14 centuries ago, he sent this letter to all of the people of his government to be careful about the right of animal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such a tawfiq to know our imams. That's why Ibn Abi al-Hadith said, قُتَلَ عَلِيٌّ لِشِدَّةِ عَدْلِهِ. Amir al-Mu'minin was killed in Mihrab لِشِدَّةِ عَدْلِهِ because of his strong justice. This is the justice of Amir al-Mu'minin about animal. How was Amir al-Mu'minin careful about the justice among mu'minin? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be alive at the time of reappearance of the Imam of the Age. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal-afiyata wan-nasr. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد ببارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين. اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. صل على فاطمة الزهرة سيدة النساء العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. صل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. وججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين أن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. صل على آل محمد. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your worships during the Layali Qadr and your commemorating for Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I think Shia born with the love of Amir al-Mu'minin, live with the love of Amir al-Mu'minin, and depart with the love of Amir al-Mu'minin, and will raise up with the love of Amir al-Mu'minin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We will see such a love which Mu'minin shows for Amir al-Mu'minin. Last Saturday there was a julus in downtown. Alhamdulillah, a good number of Mu'minin youth participated in this julus. with the love of Amir al-Mu'minin. When you mention the name of Amir al-Mu'minin, they start crying. You can find such a love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase this love to Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salam, and all of A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam. I would like to share 2 points in this sermon. The first one about the last Friday of month of Ramadan, which named by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi as the day of Quds. And it is the day of Islamic awakening. And Muslim Ummah, before Islamic revolution and before revolution of the Imam, they neglect the issue of Palestine. Alhamdulillah, after revolution and this awakening which took place, alhamdulillah, the issue of Quds remain alive among the mu'mineen. And every year we have a demonstration to support mu'mineen, to support muslimin. In around the world, all of the oppressed people. And history of Palestine after 1948, which formally occupied Palestine by the statement of the United Nations, until now, I think around 67 years passed. And thousands of people, of men or women, innocent kids, they were killed. Only some statistics shows that in Sabra and Shatila in Palestine, near 3,000 people were killed, men, women. In village Deir Yassin, 254 people were killed by Zionists. In Haifa, 150. In Tantura, 200 at that year, in 1948. And in one school near to border of the Egypt, 56 students, they were killed. And none of the powerful countries make any statement to condemn this crime and genocide. So the story of Palestine, the story of Khianat, which unfortunately most of Islamic countries, they sign this Khianatname, this agreement of treachery in Camp David. And Amir al-Mu'minin in the last will, in the last moment of his life, he has a will, he has a wasiyatnama. Has a very beautiful sentence in this wasiyatnama. The one of them, he said, "Qula bil haq, O my sons, my dear sons, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Qula bil haq, wa'amala lil ajr." During your life, define haq and right, and wa'amala lil ajr, and do good deed for the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from people. And then wakuna lidhalimi khasman wa lil madhlumi awna. This is, should be your direction and your place during your life. Kuna lidhalimi khasma. Be enemy of any dhalim, oppressors, regardless to be Muslim or non-Muslim. Dhalim and oppressor should not be supported. To bring out the root of dhulm in the world. Walil madhlum awna. And should be friend and helpers and supporters for madhlum, any madhlum, Muslim, Christianity, anyone. This is a statement of Amir al-Mu'minin. So people of Palestine should be Muslim, should be Shia, Sunni is not different. They are madlum, occupied their land. When they occupied this land, they used to call all of the people of the village and ask them to come to the masjid. And when they come to masjid, then start shooting and kill all of them and then blasting the masjid as well. In different village and move them by force. And unfortunately, there is no strong statement from international institute to support these madlumin. And the only job, the only work, the only saying, the only thing which we can do is to help them by our tongue, by our presence in demonstration again this big zulm happen upon Muslimin. This is the thing which we can do. Because Amir al-Mu'minin said, "Kunu lidh-dhalimi khasma." How we can be khasm, an enemy? To saying, not sitting in masjid, oh Allah, remove this root, remove this dhulm from Muslimin. How? Not only for dua. Yes, dua help, but we have to move. We have to work. We have to do something. This is the minimum things which we can do to support our brothers, our sisters in Palestine. Inshallah, we will participate in this demonstration after Salat. The another point I want to share with you about our community, our blessed community. Alhamdulillah, the community is community of mu'mineen and believers and sincere and committed people. We are working in new project to build a new building, masjid, schools, and all are part of the center, inshallah. And you all know, alhamdulillah, finished the drawing for schools. Brothers and sisters, sometimes I think that our situation is very similar to the situation of the Muslimin at early Islam. When they move from Mecca to Medina, when they reach to the first village of the Medina, they build a masjid, Masjid al-Quba. While there were not any houses, any job, even they didn't have any clothes, any wearing, but they start building masjid. And after few weeks, they start another masjid at Masjid al-Nabi. It means that building masjid is the first things for Muslimin, is the priority of the Muslimin in around all of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those Muslimin very beautifully in Quran. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They help others before themselves. They supported others before themselves. They supported religion while they were needy people. They started building of masjid while they were needy for initial needs of them, for eating, for wearing at that time. All of you heard the history of Ashab al-Suffa. Those people started building masjid. And I heard that when the Ayatollah al-Uzma Burujerdi, he wants to build the Masjid al-A'zam in Qom near to Holy Shrine of Hazrat Ma'asuma Salamullah alayha, he said, "I have a lot of money from Khums, but I don't want to pay from Khums. I want to ask all of mu'mineen, poor and rich, to pay any money even for one break. All of mu'mineen should be participate in this big thawab." At that time, mu'mineen didn't know what's happened in future for this masjid. That masjid became the first center of the Islamic revolution. And the Islamic revolution started from this masjid. And Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, started his qiyam, his movement from that masjid. And after that, until now, Every day there is a gathering, became a classroom of maraji. One marja is Ayatollah al-Uzma Jawadi Amuli. Every day, 1 hour before Salat al-Dhuhr, he has a class, he has a tafsir Quran class with 3,000 ulama. They sit in his class. So the people at that time, they didn't know what's happened in future with that masjid. So our situation is similar to situation of Muslimin at that time. We are new in this country, but we need masjid. Quran said, Al-Baqiyatu Salahat Khayrun Inda Rabbika. This is the Baqiyatu Salat. This is the investment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will go and our life will be ended. Tomorrow, I don't know. The day after, I don't know. After few hours, few months, few years, we don't know. But such a help is an investment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe future, this city become the another Medina, we don't know. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam said before Zuhur, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajam. Before the return of the Imam of the Age alayhi salatu wa salam, you will hear the call of Azan in any city and any village. And we are such a person. And we can be Salman of Rasulullah. We can be Miqdad of Rasulullah. We should consider like the Sahaba to Rasulullah. Because we are new in this country. We have to build the foundation of Islam here. We have to have a big masjid, beautiful masjid. Because the community are growing fast. Only in one competition, in one Quran competition, 400 students, 400 kids participated in that masjid. This is the big sign for us to plan for our future. And for myself, as your servant, honestly, doesn't matter to build this masjid or help Clear Lake Masjid. Alhamdulillah, the good news is that we had a meeting with trustee, with Board of Trustee last week. Alhamdulillah, our brothers, our sister in Clear Lake, they started making contract to build, to buy a new masjid in Clear Lake. This is very good news. It shows us that our community is growing. Alhamdulillah, their people work on it, and until now, they donated near $100,000. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa jalla rajam. Inshallah, we will support as a community, as IC, and all of the masjid, all of the Islamic affairs, we have to help them. And this is verse, recite for yourself. We need your donation for our big project, but we prefer to help them. Same situation. But we need to be next to each other, respect each other, and distribute our love, our affection, to make the community unity, inshallah, more than before. And I want to take this opportunity to invite all of mu'mineen from all of centers, inshallah, to participate in Salat Eid and show our unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your a'mal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the name of Amir al-Mu'mineen and with the name of the Quran, forgive all of mu'mineen, men and women. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the Age. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. اللهم احفظ مراجعنا اللهم احفظ قائدنا اللهم احفظ دولتنا الإسلامية اللهم انصر المؤمنين في اليمن اللهم انصر المؤمنين في بحرين اللهم انصر المؤمنين في العراق اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونیم، دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم، عزادار اکبر، گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کس بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس قریب، جواد الائمه، تمنای هادی، عزیز دل اسگری. پس نگارا بفرما کجایی، کجایی، کجایی. دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.